Let's go to some stock picks. We've got some time so we can delve into them. So how are you going with Astral?
Yes.
Chickens.
Yeah. Astral, you could argue that, you know, last year they posted peak margins. But we've been seeing that production numbers from a farming point of view are looking better than we thought they would look towards the end of last year. So we're going to see feed costs not, you know, accelerating as much as we had thought they would. So even if you apply, you know, the same costs as you did maybe in 2017, before the peak margins, you know, if you apply maybe a 5.5 times margin, you still come out with a good-looking valuation. You know, we're assuming about a 7.5 times forward PE or so. Right now, it's actually at a very low PE compared to peers. Yeah, there's still upside of about 10% or so in the stock. When I looked at it on Friday, it was much higher upside, but we know what's happened to the price there. And, you know, even just when you look at the business model, it's very difficult to compete against Astral profitably. They've got the scale, they've got the efficiencies, they've got the R&D that they've invested in. So I think it'll be very easy for them to compete against their competitors. And also, about a quarter of the business is made up of feed, which they consume themselves and also sell off, which gives them a bit of a defensive type of play in terms of against the volatility of the pure poultry business. But even in the poultry business, we're seeing, you know, chicken lives going down, but the weight's going up. And that just speaks to the improvement in the efficiencies that they
And those
have.
crop estimates came out a lot better than we had anticipated.
Exactly.
Great, a minute to go. Absa, Barclays, what do we call them these?
Absa. We call them Absa Group. So obviously, without a permanent CEO, and then lots of people saying, well, you know, the South African banks are shrinking violets. But so we're taking a view that the elections will probably go according to plan. And that will probably, you know, get a little bit of that pent-up energy in the economy going. You saw awful manufacturing figures out of us today. So the base is relatively low. But what I like about this is you're buying I think, a decent franchise who is free of the shackles of Barclays. I think Barclays, in terms of rejigging the strategy, did damage. You're buying it on, call it a sub-9 PE. You're getting a divvy yield of over 7%.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I'd rather earn the divvy at 7% than be in cash on this one. And if it plays out well, they get a good CEO and this thing gets going, then you put it on an 11 PE, you can get a really nice revaluation. And all the banks, let's be honest, are delivering similar earnings growth.
Yeah.
So why is one trading on a 12 and one's on a forward of
and
9?
And that 7 dividend pays you nicely while you wait, as you said, same as cash in the bank. We'll leave it there. Thanks to our guests, Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective, going with Absa Banking Group, ABG these days is the code, and Sekgabo Moleleko from Mthombo Wealth, going with Astral, Chris Schutte's business. We'll be taking more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.